Just like we say to people, do you believe in God? And what's there, I just say yes. But what they believe in, they have no idea. They could be a complete atheist, just like people say Einstein believed in God, because he spoke of God. His idea of God was the natural order of things. That's what he was, an atheist. So the words like bhakti, or devotion, spiritual, guru, wife. What is meant by a wife? Nowadays, you think wife is just someone you're in a formal ceremony, either in the church or in the government office. But the meaning of the word has changed, hasn't it? It's lost much of its import. I mean, the basic meaning has stayed the same, but the whole understanding that goes with it has changed. So, understanding of words. So they have all this interfaith discussion. The first thing they should do is they should discuss it in what. But if they only use words like God and spiritual, first of all, they should define them. Otherwise, you know, someone's idea of spiritual is... Now, for many people, when Prabhupada was preaching in America, spiritual meant his experience you had on LSD. Is that drug still popular? I think they use crack more and all this kind of thing. You know? I think LSD is almost
out. It's too crazy.
Too high.
They have now ecstasy.
Ecstasy, yeah. What's that? That's
this is tablet, normal tablet, like aspirin.
Mm-hmm. Well, so is LSD.
Yeah, LSD is more in the paper.
Biturbiat or something, or how they call this, bitur something. It's also like cannabis.
It's a hallucinogenic.
It's
not
yet,
so.
Yes, it is, but it's mild, it's not so...
It's more on the body and there's stimulants. You're very happy.
You feel, it's more like the feeling.
And energy,
you can dance for two days.
These energy drinks, they are actually very popular now. This Red Bull and this.
That's full of what?
Some kind of caffeine. Caffeine and amphetamine.
Not a lot of caffeine. No?
Yes, amphetamine or something. No, I don't know the name. It's a stimulant. So they can eat it for the crazy dances and this thing.
And the drinks also.
Yeah.
And it's over the counter. I mean, you know, it's allowed. It's completely
legal. You can buy it anyway. But it's
the nature of these kind of amphetamines and caffeine is that afterwards you feel depressed. And you want to take more. But then you have to take more and more to get the same effect, and then ultimately you don't really feel.
And of course.
You feel depressed, actually.
Yeah.
The ultimate result.
Marijuana is also always there.
It's always popular.
It's always popular.
But this is like side.
But that's
not even considered. I think in Holland you can just buy it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But it is pretty powerful and toxic.
These boys will join their home.
You can just go anywhere. It goes anywhere. Just go to see some goes. Fishing meat, the seeds. You can buy it in England, you should buy the seeds. It's very cheap.
Yeah.
That's fishing meat. I don't know if it looks like that. Yeah, the whole world is intoxicated. Yeah, all these societies. Anyway, that point about language. One thing Prabhupada is very clear in his presentation, just opposite to all these violent and mystical talk and stuff, and even vagueness. I don't know if people like that.
Because they can just stick to their contamination or their
they have the feeling that I'm spiritual when they're actually totally material.
Like, yeah, like you gave yesterday this class, and you know, it's like, you know, this cutting, you know, this.
A sincere people will come.
Definitely. You get what you preach to. You know, Sai Baba's, he gets, Sai Baba follows all nonsense, but they follow Sai Baba. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Sai Baba caters to all, to a particular species of nonsense people. So, you know, if you preach all kinds of weird things, and then you preach about it, you get all kinds of weird people. And then you preach Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, and you get people who want to say Krishna. Vikas Chandras to Mohanti, Tina Tara Sahasra. You know that?
One moon is better than that.
Yeah. One moon can dispel the darkness. What's the use of thousands of stars? And actually we see that in the Amavasya night, if you're out in the country, you're waking in the evening online, it says thousands of stars, you see millions, it's only stars, you can't see your hand in front of your face. It sounds so dark. Actually all over the world until we had the neon lights. So
here you can see back to me.
That's a fascinating. Thousands of stars don't have nearly the potency of one moon. In full moon night you can read a book. In the moonlight. Just a it has shadow. You see that?
Yeah.
Moon shadow. No. So yeah, Prabhupada was so clear. I really loved it when it first came. I loved it so much. I was so fed up with all this Mayavadi babbling, all kind of weird speaking, what they're talking about, and you can understand they're just cheaters. They talk as if they know something, but they're just going round and round and round, and they don't really know anything at all. It's so bad. Disgusting with all this Maya. I didn't know the word Maya, but it was just completely disgusting. And then the Prabhupada was so clear. It was such a relief. I mean, clear, but not dogmatic like some Christian nonsense. I went to some Christian group, I guess I was about 16 or 17 years old. So I can't remember, they were popular at the time, Jesus Greeks or something. I don't know. There's so many different groups young people used to go to. So I went to them, they gave me some, it was like a cartoon book. The story was someone he's invited to church, or I can't remember exactly, and then his friend says, no, you don't need to go there, let's, you know, in these days, forget God, it's all rubbish. And the other friend says, no, you should believe in Jesus. So he goes with the friend who says it's all rubbish, and he's driving a car, and he says, oh, you're going too fast. He says, oh, don't worry, we're having a good time. Then they crash. And then they wake up, and there's the two friends, in a dark place with, you know, these stalactites and things dropping. He said, where are we? And then the guy pulls off his hood and he's got fangs and looks like a demon. He says, now you're in hell forever! And that's the end of it. And I'm supposed to become a convert to their stupid religion and go around and pass out these stupid pamphlets.
My God. It's not even childish.
I told this quite a few times. Once I was coming out of the temple in London, just it was in the 1990s. And we have our vegetarian Govinda's restaurant right next to the temple. I mean, it's in the same. There's a guy out there passing out pamphlets, so he gives me a pamphlet. And it's a picture of this, you know, typical Christian idea of Satan and horns and fangs and looking really evil. It says, beware! And here's this demon figure holding a plate with bananas, cabbages, carrots, potatoes, and it all quotes from the Bible why you shouldn't be a vegetarian. It's Satan misleading you. No, Satan, always nasty look on his face, holding a plate of carrots and bananas. You just so ridiculous.
anything can go in the name of the
Prabhupada's book says, what a difference. I mean, there really is nothing to compare with. Even, I mean, nowadays you'll get books of the Ramanuja Sampradaya and Madhva Sampradaya, but they're translations of books that were, I mean, they're true, but they're written in the context of people in traditional society, and they deal with philosophical issues which are way over the head of people in the modern age. Or in a way that is just, it's not relevant.
It's hard to relate to that.
It's not relevant.
Just maybe for a few,
world.
Just for a few scholars.
Yeah, but they also.
Mumbling around there.
That's it. How much books are not famous? They are the books. Change people's lives. Change the world. This first verse of Bhagavatam, just the first verse is just, it's just so relishable. You could just stay on the first verse. And gradually we do, the whole Bhagavatam is just a further exposition on the first verse. Just unfoldments.
You will not finish this year?
No, I doubt it. You never know, I might have. I've got another 5 days. It's quite a lot.
At least we know for next year what to do.
Well, after that, you know, there's the second verse. No, these first 3 verses, actually, I mean, they're really packed. But when it was to do the first verse, the standard explanation, then there are other explanations, because the whole verse is describing the Param Satya. So this is taken to be Vasudeva, but it can also be explained in that this Param Satya is Rasa. It can also be explained that in which case the Adi Kavi is Bharat Bhumi, who described the science of Rasa. You shall be sending that, right? I already got this before, actually. Before you send it. I used to get some other copies like Shuddha or Madras. Then, or it can be explained to be Bhakti. And Jiva Goswami is explained in a completely novel way. That Janmadi, that beginning from his birth in Mathura, and it goes all about Krishna Leela. So, there's many ways it can be understood. And even one term, I mean, if you just take it for such a long time. Yeah, the first 3 verses of Bhagavatam actually, they should be studied very deeply and carefully. And then we can enter into Bhagavatam. And that verse, the prose sentence, the description of Bhagavan and the Jiva Goswami. And you could also spend a few days discussing that at least. It's very relishable, isn't it? Really discussing directly about Krishna and his qualities.
Such a relief, you know, right after this seminar is in Ashtar. It seems that
Prahladananda Maharaj was also so, you know, such a deep. I wanted to embrace you, you know. I said, Maharaj, you know, after Ashtar, this is like a shower of nectar, you know. And he said, you're just repeating.
He gives very straightforward practice.
He said, if it's good for all our acharyas to repeat this, why we cannot repeat? It's good for all this such high personal knowledge. We have to do something.
Everyone gets what they want. Krishna is a kalpa guru. So, if you want Krishna, Krishna will appear himself. If you want Krishna's shadow, you can get Krishna's shadow. That's, what is it? Yatabha so yatabhamaha. You can get the shadow also. 4 verses of that chapter short in this itself. Massive seminar. Okay, what's the time? Is it 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
Over.
Okay, that's all. I want to get up early so I can finish my bathroom business before I'm done, but it's taking a long time. Otherwise, I have to get up, take bath, and then take bath. And
there are no 15 people.
Did you record that? Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea, actually. To record these kind of
conversations.
Extemporary, whatever you have. Anyway, the motto of this camp is no pujalpa. And we are, these also, let's talk in a way that we can raise our consciousness. And then when we leave, we can discuss all that. And we don't have this in Slovenia, but there are serious problems about
there are problems, but people are more sober.
No, I'm saying in Croatia, there are serious problems about it. No, in Slovenia, the leaders are together and they're on course. And others, may yap all around, but the leaders, like I said, they're together, they have clear vision, they're surrendered souls, they have pure motive, and, it's...
But like
it's
situation awful. Like today, after the lecture, they were still discussing something, our Maharaj, these invalids, some group was there discussing,
Yeah, but they were all new people.
Yeah. But in Slovenia, this would never happen,
Because they understand the point. It's not like we're competitive Nazis who want to eliminate all the spastics or something. And it's not that we're, it's not that we're against spastics or we have any stigma against them. We're just using an example.
You explain so clearly.
It's the ridiculousness of people who are physically, in a terrible situation, still trying to enjoy themselves and make something.
It's so good example, actually. It's a great example.
It brings out the absurdity of it all.
I just saw one man in front of a big shopping mall, He has body only till here, And he's dressed like in spot. And he's rolling, and laughing like anything, like speaking with a girlfriend. And I'm looking, and he's rolling like he's the big...
He's on top of the world.
Yeah.
I saw this sports, how they play. They play even basketball.
In a wheelchair?
Yeah.
They have the basket down for doing,
I don't know,
probably, yeah, but it's so ridiculous, it's so ridiculous. How they raise their time,
Prabhupada in the Nectar of Instruction says the old people, when they get old, they play cards and they go fishing and all that.
And they were playing golf he was asking what they were doing, and it was Prabhupada, crying.
And there's a great storehouse of wonderful things in Prabhupada's books. And these seminars and these camps of people churning. There's one thing Sumantra Maharaj always said. He said that we haven't even started to really churn all the nectar in Prabhupada's books. There's so much in them. We don't know what valuable things we have. Turn the nature of Prabhupada's books.
Actually, he started with this commentary environment. So
it's really, I just been listening to his Salem philosophy seminar.
Yeah.
That was about 4 years ago? And I just listened to it again. So unfortunate with his. Anyway, Krishna is his own, but it's really a loss for the world.
I have the flour from Slovenia. It's very good for chapati. If you like.
What do you mean it's very good? You made it yourself or what?
Yeah, it's good. comes from
Mysore. Let's talk, let's discuss tomorrow. The flower here seems to be...
It's open?
Seems to be
open.
Yeah. There's some Mataji. He was calling from Switzerland. Lalita Rishabh, you know something about it?
Tamil lady?
Probably Lalita Rishabh or something.
Oh, I mean Lalita Rishabh?
Something he couldn't understand.
I never heard of her.
She said that she can speak with you, that he is very
important.
Important.
Yeah. So I know it is not.
Not now, okay. I said that I'm not sure.
From Switzerland? There's one Tamil lady in Switzerland who wanted to take initiation from me, but I don't know. Yeah, tell her I owe it to this. Okay. Tell her a lie.
Yeah.
It's not a lie because I'm already on the way. That's considered present continuous or something like that. Well, maybe I won't sleep on this. This can remain folded up. You can spread that out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell Marai. Whatever it is,
tomorrow.
Alright, give me that recording tomorrow.
Okay.
I see you can set up a wedding and anything.
My humble request only, is this possible, repeat about this donation?
Because he's not in there?
Yes.
Oh, you can ask in the questions and answers tomorrow. You can put the question. You're having questions and answers tomorrow evening? Tomorrow evening, after arati,
okay.
We'll have questions and answers.
Okay.
So you can put your questions. Say yes. That I heard you. You can say it directly.